Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in a day. You hear me? Let's go! Come on!
I met this lady one night at the club.
Hey, this is your boy, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known as some as Dr. Lowe and Coach Smith, the host and the owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So glad to come before you. We're going to have an awesome time today and tonight when we air our show. So just get ready. Just sit back and relax and just have a ball. We just always want to tell you, hashtag, make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad to come before you. This noon is out. God, it's been so good that we're able to see another week. Yes, Monday yesterday was... for most people, started a work week, but today is truly, truly trustworthy Tuesday. We are so thankful to be. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the true man that have an opportunity to be your host. It's a pleasure to be before you of the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, known as Dr. Lowe's Blazing from Block to Block. It's awesome to come before you now. Dr. Lowe's neighborhood is a real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in the neighborhood block by block. So it's Dr. Lowe working with you and talking about issues block by block. So we're so glad we've become before you. We want to ask you to take an opportunity to be a major part of the show by calling in. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, your ideas, and just whatever is going on with you. But I will identify the last 4 digits of your sales and ask you to join in with those comments, with that expertise. So we look forward to having you be a part of it. If you want to just listen to the show or just hear the show, you have the opportunity to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Wave production. So we're so glad to have an opportunity to have this format to share with you. This is a vessel to give you the opportunity to share your thoughts. We want to find out what's going on in your neck of the woods. We want you to just share what's going on in your block. So you have that great opportunity to do that. So we're asking you to join us at this time at the 1 o'clock hour and just share your thoughts in regards to exactly what's going on in your neighborhood. Now, if you want to be able to communicate with the show in any other ways we have, you can email the show. It's WBSW Internet Talk Radio 22 at gmail.com. Then you have an opportunity to check us out as well at Lorenzo B. Smith 15 at gmail.com. And if you want to check us out, because we're being broadcast by Instagram as well as two Facebook vehicles to get the word out. With the Instagram, we're partnered with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Through Instagram, we're so glad to have that opportunity. We thank those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive chapter in the southeastern part of the United States. Those brothers just open their arms and say, we want to be able to be a partner with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Being myself a member of that chapter, so glad to have this opportunity to be able to lead and bring a word to you when we're talking through this internet network. See, we like I stated, we broadcast on Instagram. We have other ways that you can check us out on Instagram. If you just want to go and become a follower, you can go to the @LorenzoD.Smith15, @WBSW_internet_radio, @CoachDrLorenzoD.Smith15. Now, on Facebook, you have an opportunity to be a part of this, and you can either watch and participate as well. As well as listen, you can go to facebook.com/DRLDiabortoSmith. Again, that's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. DiabortoSmith. So we're going to have an awesome time today. We want to make sure we can get the word out through the many opportunities and vehicles that we have. Now, we post at each one of our episodes. You can check them out on Facebook, as well as you can check them out truly on Instagram, LinkedIn, as well as Tumblr, as well as Google+, And also, you have a chance to get check us out on Twitter. And we definitely want to say you can tweet this show and you have that opportunity as well as WBSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio at the Smithway Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. So you have a chance. We want to share with you that WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States and north of the borders. Even the borders are closed to the north, but you still can check out WBSW Internet Talk Radio, being myself the host of the 9 shows that we have, our even co-hosts along with other awesome hosts. You can check us out in Canada, as well as south of the border. You can get an opportunity to check us out in Mexico. So we're so glad to come before you. And for those individuals who have an opportunity just to watch this show and play a part in it, we thank you. We cannot do it without you. We have many of the Divine Nine join us, and we say thank you so much, Divine Nine. We have many other organizations take time besides those individuals that take time to listen. I know it's at the midday hour, and it is kind of tough if you're working your job. But I tell you, to be a part of this, you can just, if you're able to be at your desk, and you just go to the computer, either have our phone with you, use that dial-in number, that's 347-857-4192, and just listen to the show. You don't have to say anything. If you have something burning that you need to share with us, you just press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line that identifies the last 4 digits of yourself or telephone. Actually, give you a location as well as if you choose to give your name, then offer your comments and your expertise. We have an awesome show because Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood focuses on things and issues block by block. We've been on about a 2 to 3 month series focusing on relationships, focusing on first developing and helping our boys prepare and our girls prepare for healthy relationships. We move to identifying and looking at the difference between a grown male and a grown man. We move from that to looking at a grown female to a grown woman. And then we took our steps toward a grown woman versus a mature woman, a grown man versus a mature man in a relationship. Then we began to look at some of the wants and needs and deal breakers. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We had an opportunity to cover in the last few shows the wants and needs of a relationship. You have to know what the difference is. But the biggest thing that's important there is the deal breaker. How far are you going to go with the relationship? So the title of today's show is Deal Breakers, When to Work On a Relationship and When to Move On. See, that's one of the biggest challenges a lot of us have is being able to move on. Some of us can't move on. We got to know when we need to work. We have this thing that we get caught up because we want to give everybody what we call a second, third, and fourth chance. That is just basically what our culture and our country is all about, giving people second, third, and fourth chances. But sometimes you have to make the decision that I'm not going to tolerate this. But before you can do that and say this is a deal breaker, that's going to take you where you have to make that decision to either move on or stay there and go and glut through some of the punishment that comes along. But you have to know what a deal breaker is. And that's what we want to share with you today. Now, what we want to do right now is share some things dealing with our title, Deal Breaker, When to Work on a Relationship, and When to Move On from that relationship. You have to make that decision. We're going to start off looking at what does deal breaker mean? What does deal breaker mean? See, that's what we have to truly look at. We got to be able to define this. And as you join me again, I want you to send me a message and let me know you're there. I can see you on the eye there. But love, because the views will be pointed out that I have so many views, but I would love to know you there. And you can offer your comments on Facebook. You can offer your comments to the tutor on Instagram. We want to give a shout out to RUA Zeta 2. Thank you for joining us. A member of Zeta Barbados Award Incorporated, the founder of womanhood of the blue and white. We're so glad to have this young lady joining us. Thank you. And I'm going to give you a wave right quick to share with you that I appreciate your being here with us. Thank you so much, RUA Zeta number two. Now, let's look at what is a deal breaker. In essence, you have to say, what are deal breakers? You got to ask yourself, because there may be several that you're using and you focus on to determine where you're going to go in life. Not only deal breakers focus on in a relationship, in rest, which you call a romantic relationship, but sometimes it comes about deal breakers in your friendship, which is a relationship. It comes at a time when you have to make a decision. You said deal breakers, not only in that, in your family relationship. Sometimes we have to step away because sometimes we step too far into a situation and we can't get out. And some of our members of our families and our friends and our associates and our acquaintance step over the line. Am I really, really ready to stay with them and work it out, or am I ready to move on? So we want to talk about what is a deal breaker. See, what we have to understand is a trait in a romantic partner. Very simple. It's a trait or characteristic or something that romantic partner do. It outweighs positive attributes. See, we got to understand that a lot of times you have individuals in our relationship that have these certain characteristics and traits just don't fit with what we're trying to do in the relationship. And you have to be able to recognize what that deal breaker is. And you say, I'm not going to be able to tolerate this. So the question is, what is a deal breaker? A deal breaker is just that trait or characteristic most of the time in a romantic relationship. But you know what? It happens in a friendship. It happens in a family ship. It happens in just a social ship. It happens in an acquaintanceship. Is that you? Check yourself out, because you got to have deal breakers. If you don't know what your deal breakers are, I'm going to share something with you in a few minutes. But let's look at what we say is a trait in a romantic partner, or a trait in a friend sometimes. It's a trait in a life partner. It's a trait in a spouse that really, really outweigh positive attributes. They have often show up. I always tell everybody, when they show up, they're going to show out. Or when they show themselves, believe what you see. So it said it shows up early in the relationship. And it's so early that you don't really focus on it. So you look at it and you say, well, no, that didn't happen. Because sometimes it throws you into a serious thinking mode about exactly what you're going to do. That's why it's so important that we look at every phase of our relationship, how we develop a relationship, and all the tiers of a healthy relationship applies to all types of relationships. Because when you meet somebody who's in the category of associate, you just want to pretty much, I'm John Doe, Jane Doe, and that's all fine, nice meeting you. All right, you move on. But if you want to know more, you move to the next tier. The next tier is acquaintance. See, are you willing to take time to find out what's your number? Because I'm interested in calling you, and you in return say, I'm going to give you my number. So we're interested in communicating. You know, we have certain things that goes on in a relationship, and I've seen it in my life, where individuals, you know, you may connect through some social media, and then you're just doing things which is for everybody to see, unless it's a DM or a personal message that you send. But you have an interest because the person is offering some things that are positive. However, you got to keep in mind, by them offering the positive, you need to find out whether or not it affects your deal breaker, because you have to have a deal breaker. No one's walking around here without a deal breaker. If you don't know what your deal breaker is, you might need to take an opportunity and put some of the pros about the relationship and what you're going to tolerate in a relationship. You sometimes, you know, we want to overlook those things, but every one of those things, then you look at the cons.
You take time and write down all the cons of what you're going to tolerate and you're going to allow in a relationship. And you're going to find out your pros going to overcome or outcome or outstand your true true cons. So you have to keep that in mind. And that's how you find out what are your deal breakers. And we're going to talk about some of the deal breakers. But I want you to keep in mind, it's a characteristic or trait in a romantic partner. But I'm going to just take the romantic partner out. Because as a friend, we run together and holler, that's my partner, that's my homeboy, we, my homie, all that kind of talk we have. Or if that's your family, that's my family member. Yeah, blood is thicker than mud. But some family have dynamics that have deal breakers that happen that you just can't go no further. But you got to be able to identify those deal breakers. Now, I want you to be a part of this conversation. Now, I want you to be able to chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Then you'll offer your location along with your comments, your expertise. So give us a call so you can be a part of this. If not, take an opportunity on Facebook. Take an opportunity on Instagram to comment. Let me know what you feel like the definition of deal breaker is for you. What is a deal breaker? What is it? You need to know that. We also want to give a shout out to a couple of sponsors, and I'll do be sponsored right now. McKim Business Associates, Shopping on Wheels, for home products and many other products. If you're interested in ordering some things and want it delivered to you, and you might can't get it delivered to you, you can call McKenzie and Associates. And the owner of it is Dr. Olivia E. Smith. The number you need to contact her is 404-862-3800. Again, 404-862-3800. So check out McKenzie and Associates and talk with them to see how they can provide you some things that you're not able to get in certain places, but you've seen them, and it's hard to get it through Amazon. It's hard to get it through, but some of the places, they take a stop and take an opportunity to shop at, they can get what you need. Also, we want to give a true, true shout-out to King's Transportation Service. If you're interested in some transportation service, and you may be if you're located in West Alabama, anywhere in Alabama, you can give the owner, Lyndon King Sanders, Alabama's top transportation service, but he's definitely well known in West Alabama. And the number to give them a call to talk with whoever that were, I know that's serving on the board, on the board in regards to the old-fashioned way, you know, how we used to say it a long time ago, the telephone booth. And you call them and you can talk with us. 205-454-8157. Again, that's Lyndon King Sanders with Key Transportation Service, 205-454-8157. All right, let's get back to our topic. We was talking about the traits and the characteristics of any partner, but we'll focus on romantic partners right now because we want to try to build and understand. See, if that person trait outweighs the positive attributes to have in that relationship, then you probably need to make a decision. You have to make a decision whether you want to continue on with that, because it becomes a deal breaker. It's what you're going to decide what you want to tolerate and not tolerate. So you ask yourself in a relationship, what are deal breakers in a relationship? You have to ask in your relationship, what are deal breakers? See, there are certain requirements that falls when you're talking about a deal breaker. See, a deal breaker is a requirement. See, we got to make sure that's clear. We distinctly said it was a trait. And that trait is something, if it's not positive, then I have to make a decision whether I want to continue on with this relationship. So I got to, and most of the time, it shows up early in a relationship. Too many times we try to bury our head in the sand. We're going to always talk about, we're going to give that person the benefit of that. Sometimes when it comes up, you be so discombobulated, and you to the point where you're not believing what you just heard. You're not believing what you just seen. So what you have to do, you try to cover it up. So you have to say, okay, this is going to be a requirement that I'm not going to be able to deal with somebody when they do it to me. And it's non-negotiable. See, too many times, I'm going to tell you a sense of negotiation in a relationship is when someone do something and you know it ain't right, and you're not comfortable, and you say, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, you're going to give them a second chance. Now, we just said deal breakers show up early in a relationship. What you have to do to make the decision, am I going to be able to live with what happened? And if you're not able to live with what happened, then you need to draw the right conclusion. You have to make sure you become none. Some people say that's hard, but I'm going to tell you it's hard to negotiate with your happiness. It's hard to negotiate with joy. It's hard to negotiate with peace. And too many times we will settle for this old thing that some people have said, and I'm not saying it's anybody on this show or anybody listening within the network, is a half a man is better than me. A half a man ain't better than better than no man, but I'd rather have a no man. It's same with a half a woman, it's better than, you know, if you just only half to me, then who's going to feel the other halves? So I'm looking for a whole, so I'd rather take the zero. You know, sometimes, you know, the song years ago, a lot of y'all know about it and heard about it, maybe remember you don't, it was drop that zero and get you a hero. So in essence, if he's a half a man, he's equal enough to really zero man. But you're looking for 100% man. You're not looking for 100% half a man. Because see, people all have that thought, half of the glass is feel better than, no, you got to give 100%. So the truth of this matter, a half a woman or half a man shouldn't satisfy you. If you can't get the full dose, you better be without. You know, because see, if he has zero of a man as a half a man, you need to drop him and find your hero. If that hero ain't coming now, but what you desire and you share with our Lord and Savior, he's going to send that hero your way. You know, it's just like that Shiro. See, that Shiro will come your way as well. When you're not selling and you are going against the requirements you are putting out, that's going to keep you joyful, going to keep you at peace. It's going to keep you with happiness in your life. See, too many times we settle for less. Don't settle for less. Don't think you can't find anything out there that's better than what you have. And when I say that, if that's in regards to someone who continues to violate the requirements you need to have in a relationship. The topic of the show is deal breakers. When to work on the relationship and when to move on. You tell me that. When is time to move on? When is, time to work on the relationship? You know, too many times you hear people say, well, they bowed out too fast. But see, a relationship that you get committed to or getting to, I would just say simply get it requires work. See, one of the things we talk about wants and needs. See, when you need air, water, and you need sunlight, you need all that to live. But the thing about it, you also need somebody who's willing to work. Everybody ain't willing to put the work in. Everybody's not willing to put the effort in, male or female. You have to keep that in mind. So when you have your requirements there, they are bottom line items. This is the bottom line. I'm not tolerating anything above or less than that. What I'm going to tolerate is you come to me and you come to me right. So in a relationship, we want it to be seen as this is what I'm looking for. See, when you set goals and standards and live by foundation principles, then it also allows you to put yourself in a position to know what a deal breaker is. Too many times, deal breakers is put out there, and we won't hold on to it. It's a requirement. This is I require from you, just like they should require something from you. Thank you for calling in, and my board began to flash up. But if you want to share your thoughts, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Again, the calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. Thank you so much. Now, truly, truly now, we got to be real here. Let's talk about deal breakers. See, truly, truly, in a relationship, we say it's a requirement. It's the bottom line. It's something that truly, truly, you're not going to tolerate. You have to make your mind up what I'm allowed to cause my life to be off track. See, a deal breaker creates chaos in your life. Do you want chaos in your life? See, simply when we are talking about deal breakers, you have to take an opportunity and talk with the partner that you have sought and the partner you to the point want to be with. You have to ask that person, what are some deal breakers in your life? See, the truth of the matter, those deal breakers are going to cause you to walk away from that relationship when people violate those deal breakers. Some people, especially in relationships, we don't want to have what we call the hard conversation. We don't want to talk about things that are truly could be that those are the deal breakers when you want to talk about things in the beginning. See, in a relationship, after you have decided to move here. Now, remember, just because I met you as an associate, then I moved to the acquaintance stage. That's what I want to know more about you. Then I moved to the friendship stage. That's enough. I'm getting real personal, family-related things. I want to know a lot about you. I don't want you to play games. At that same time, you need to be honest with me. We get beyond that friendship and move, hopefully, to the romantic stage, to the point we ain't talking about the sex, we talk about romantic and intimate, meaning being able to communicate with that person, being able to do the little things. See, that's what people keep forgetting about. See, I was so shocked the other day. I saw a situation when I knew somebody that was truly, you provided them, you was good to those person, but the minute they get mad, and one thing don't go their way. You know, they make it like it's a deal breaker, but they forgot about all the things that they were accepting and thought was good. And I tell everybody, when you have communication with each other, find out what you see. In some form, it could be what love look like. See, this got to be the question you got to ask an individual to decide that you want to spend your time with. And that way, you'll know what their deal breakers are, and they'll know what your deal breakers are. See, that's the thing about hard conversation. Effective communication is so important. See, some people feel like communication should be done behind a keyboard. I'm a different animal. I believe that communication should be done where I am verbally communicating with you, where we can work on, as I talk about in my Love Cafe, I talk about the acronym of love. And the first acronym of love is L, and that's all about listening. See, it's all about communicating. See, effective communication. You have to do it once you decide to take the step. And see, effective communication starts through these associate stages, which we call a tier. It's the beginning. See, I have to be able to effectively communicate to you who I am. Because if I come up and say, I am John Doe, you know, that and it's effective enough and clear enough and precise enough so you can hear and understand what I'm saying. Then if I want to communicate other information to you, I'll move to the acquaintance stage. I'll begin to develop effective communication with you, whether it's calling every morning to say good morning to you, or text morning to say good morning to you, or I'm sending something hopefully will inspire and put a smile on your face. The thing about consistency falls in that category of getting acquainted, because you do not want to spend time with anybody, I can tell you now, that calls you that day and calls you 2 weeks later. You know, I believe that when we say listening requires me to hear what you have to say, but also requires you to listen to what I have to say. But I can't communicate you with you effectively. I'm going to tell you, if I can't actually at some time see what's coming out of your mouth, look into your eyes. That's effective communication, and that's what it's all about. See, we got to be real with this thing. See, sometimes we want to play games. See, that tells me when you don't want to communicate with me that you are not an effective communicator, or you're choosing not to be effective communicator with me. So that's a deal breaker for me. I truly think I have to be able to talk with you. I have to be able to communicate with you. I have to be able to hear what you have to say. And it's not always in times of need. See, you got to do this all the time. Communication has to be consistently to be effectively. And I tell you, that's what we ask you to do. And see, once you come up with your deal breaker, you need to exactly know whether I want to stay here, I want to move on. I always tell people, when people do things to you, you have to have the ability to identify, my deal breaker is that you have stepped over the line. You have hurt, you have humiliated, you abused me. By you doing that, those are deal breakers for me. And it being a deal breaker, automatically, you know what? I'm going to give you the guilt of goodbye. I'm going to tell you, I'll see you later. Go on and do what you have to do, because I got things I have to do. And it don't require for you to hurt me, don't require for you to humiliate me, it don't allow me to accept your abuse of me, because I'm not going to do you that way. So I'm going to be fair with you because I want you to be fair with it. So I'm telling you three deal breakers I just gave to you. As a matter of fact, I actually gave you four because I'm all about effective communication. And I can't communicate with you. It is only behind, truly, truly, I am sorry to affect somebody, but a group of people when you're on the keyboard. Because anybody can type. Anybody can put what they want on that keyboard, whether it's on your cell phone, whether it's on your laptop, whether it's on your iPad. Whatever it is, you cannot effectively communicate with me if you are not able to make a point where you can take time to look me in my eyes and look me and watch as words articulate from my mouth. That's what it is. So that's real talk right there. So we want to make sure we understand that's a deal breaker, and most people require that. A common deal breaker, see, when we talk about what are deal breakers in relationships, some common deal breakers, and only going to be just a couple of them. First is, for some people, having children is a deal breaker. What phase you're in life, you have some people who meet in their truly, truly grown zone of life, meaning they had reached a point and they still working on their mature zone of life. When I say that, you know, you got a grown zone, yeah, you're a grown man and a grown woman, but then you got to take that step to be a mature woman and a mature man. So you meet people and your age, you already may already have children. See, when you sometimes selecting partners, you might select somebody who don't have children. And they're going to decide they want it. You might not want to have any more children. See, the thing about it, you have to put that. So having children is a deal breaker for a lot of people. So those are the kind of things you got to talk about in a relationship. Too many times I check out communities divorce court show, these justice shows, and it all have to do with things a lot of times in these relationship shows talking about truly, you know, he told me he had one child, but he had 11. Come on, that's a deal breaker for me. All right, if it's not a deal breaker with you, for you, it's fine. It's all right. But I'm saying if you can lie to me, see, a relationship, healthy relationship is by honesty and trust. But you're going to lie to me. Now, if you tell me you got one, I know how many I have. I'm going to say how many I have. We workable. But having children, and maybe you already have children, bringing in a relationship can become a deal breaker. Because you have some people who become nestless. When they become nestless, they not ready to be dealing with children anymore. By you having children, that's a deal breaker. They may not want to be in a relationship with you. A lack of responsibility with money. See, finance can kill romance. You got some people that don't quite understand that. Again, finance can kill romance. So you're not responsible enough to handle your own bills. Come on now. Some people are not always responsible to do that. So for a lot of people, that's a deal breaker. Always putting themselves in a situation where they extend their ability to be a financial steward. That's what becomes the deal breaker, the lack of responsibility with money. The next thing is a lack of ambition. You don't, it doesn't matter what age you are. You still can be ambitious. A person that's ambitious and being successful even for that point. Everybody, and I'm not trying to use myself, but I will. People always say, well, guy, you know, you worked all those years as an educator. You retired as an educator. You have reached a rightful age of maturity, but you still worked part-time. You still worked with two companies. You still ambitious. Why don't you get an RV and ride over the country? Because I'm too ambitious to just do that. I want and desire an opportunity to continue to make myself happy, but the people around me happy, so I'm still ambitious. So if you lack that ambition, then that's a problem. I tell you, I in my lifetime, I've been very impressed with some young ladies and some grown women and some mature women. Because they are ambitious. They still striving and driving, trying to get to a spot, and they're not happy with that. See, when a person lack ambition, see, that's a concern. It's so amazing. I was having a conversation with a real, real good friend of mine that inspired me to be inspired. So we was talking about some of the things, and see, if you want to know about you as a man and how you're perceived by a woman, talk to a woman. Talk to her and ask her how she, because of her experience. All of them may have not been bitter, but there's something that they experience that they're not going to tolerate. See, we have to share this and model positive things to our young, to our girls and our grown females. There's a difference. And even to grown women. See, you have to model that you don't want anybody that lack ambition. They said the reason I said it lack ambition, ambition is if you want to come at me, that's what they were saying, you got to have at least have some ownership of transportation. You have to have some ownership of a residence. Come on now. See, those are a thing that allows you financially to be a student. steward of your finance, and also you seen in the eyes of other as a steward of your finance, because you're paying that responsibility, you own that responsibility. So my thing is, you ambition falls in that. You don't want anybody still living at home with them. Come on now, I'm gonna step on a few toes today, but you know what? It's all right. Because the truth will set you free. And truly, truly, a deal breaker is a person with a lack of ambition. You don't want to spend your time with somebody who's not aspiring to reach the highest level. You know, it ain't all about my attitude. It's about me and reaching my aptitude. See, that means I'm aspiring. I'm ambitious enough to get to the highest level I can go. You always want to be around somebody. And I understand some people have challenges in your life. But if your challenge becomes, tell us, 6 months to 1 year, 2 years, become 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, I'm telling you, you got a problem there. If that's what you want, you can have it. But it ain't all about you. That means that deal breaker don't bother you. It's okay. It's all right. We want you to make sure you be an awesome, you know, a person in our community that's making impact, setting good examples. So if you choose to do that, I'm not saying you're not going to set good examples, but sometimes our young girls and boys watch what you do. They see that you accepted that, so they think it's all right. We have to be models. See, I go back to when we started this series of talking about relationship at this block by block. We started off how to prepare boys for healthy relationships. So when you, as a female, looking for a grown man, you're a grown female looking for a grown man, you don't end up with an oversized boy because he hadn't seen the models of what a man or a grown man is capable of. Because, see, a grown male can always fool you and make you think that he's a grown man. He's a grown man. Same way with girls being prepared for a healthy relationship. Understand girls fall from the age, from the time birth, infants, to adolescence, and to the point they become young adults, and they move forward in life, and they have to learn. But if they still are overgrown girls, they still doing small, young girls thing. Now when they become a grown female, they still not quite to the point they fit in the grown zone. See, the grown zone is when you become an individual who focus and have a high level of, take a minute and understand what I'm about to say, a high level of emotional maturity. Come on now. You're mentally mature. You are truly, truly physically mature. See, you can be an overgrown girl, overgrown boy, a grown female, a grown male, and truly, truly have all the attributes of a grown man or woman. But it takes that differentiate from where you're looking at when we see that there's something different from being a grown female, a grown male, to a grown man or a grown woman. See, the difference, you got to go back to how emotionally are they, meaning how their level and their function of their emotional aspect, how mentally their aspects are. Is it at a high level? How spiritually, say that again, spiritually their aspects are. Is it at a high level? Financially, is it at a high level? You got to ask those questions. You're not. You have to look at the three common deal breakers and decide. Yes, having children is so important because it requires you to become, you know, really, really function at a high level financially, emotionally, mentally, physically and spiritually. When you lack responsibility, you, especially with your money, you're not going to be able to function at a high level so you can take care of those children. And then not having the drive to be ambitious. Now let's look at how we know if your relationship is a deal breaker. See, we want to make sure we look at some things that disqualify an action that's a, we call disqualify offenses, so you can move ahead with somebody because they disqualify themselves from moving ahead with you. We're going to start off with what you have to make sure you identify and define what happiness looks like in your life. I tell the story because the co-host on our Tuesday show titled Dr. Lowe's Show, which is a real relationship talk show, and The Love Cafe, which is a real a love talk show that soothes your appetite. That is the brand. That he talked about when he first met his wife, when they was dating. They had two questions that was so important that we all should use these two questions. And that's a shout out to co-host pastor I call Dr. Eddie Pratt. He's a relationship strategist and coach. His now wife asked this question. What do disrespect look like to you in a relationship? What do disrespect look like to you? See, that's a hard question, requires conversation, requires thought that you are able to say, okay, it was amazing that he answered that question for her. She wrote down what he said. See, now those gonna be, when you go and you step over and do that, it creates a sense of deal breakers. Because you told me this how it looked to me. He came back, he asked her the same thing. So both of them, the irony of what I'm trying to tell you is that it wasn't about the statement of the question. It was about she wrote it down. See, that way it becomes a deal because when you start, I even step over and start acting like that, then you got a reason to come to some kind of decision. Then the next thing that they asked each other, and I want you to keep in mind. It was, what do love look like to you? So you got to ask yourself that if you're in a relationship. What is love? And I'm adding here, you have to be, and when you determine things that are going to disqualify people from being in your life, in any kind of romantic situation, you ask and talk about it. You have to be able to identify and discuss what happiness look like to you. He ought to be asking, what does happiness look like to you? Ask them that question. If they understand that, they're going to talk about some things that keep them smiling, some things that's not going to smile and cause the external part to smile, but the inner self to smile. See, when you truly, truly enjoy being around people and the way you respond to come from your inner self. When we talk about love, love has nothing to do with external. It don't matter how beautiful you are. It's all about what's inside of you. What's inside of you is what? You have a heart and you got a soul. See, love is the essence of your soul. So being loved there, you got to ask that question. Simply, we talk about happiness. See, happiness includes love. Happiness includes respect. Happiness includes effective communication. Happiness and joy includes things that going to keep you full of joy and happiness. It's going to excite the inner self. It ain't nothing to do with what you look like on the outside because we can put on the best appearance. You know, people said, when you meet somebody, they spend a lot of time their representative. And their representative is might be beautiful extra. They even might speak some great things. But it always said the true self from the inner self will show up, and it's going to show out. So don't be surprised. You know what I mean? When you discuss your deal breakers. All right, let's look at the next thing in regards to people who might disqualify themselves and force you to move on or where you need to move on. What is the ideal life? I'm sorry. What does the ideal life look like for you? What does it look like to you? That comes with your ambition. That comes with what you foresee. It comes to reaching your aptitude, not worried about and dealing with my attitude. I'm trying to reach the aptitude. So this is where I see. These are some goals I have. It's called career goals, but besides that, relationship goals. See, it's all about goals too many times. So these things are what happiness look like, what an ideal life look like for you. Those are questions you ask and you talk about. That's that hard conversation we don't want to get into. We don't want to take time. The next thing you want to do, what eventually will disqualify somebody and sort of put them in a position that they're going to know they have to move on, is list your values. You know, the Love Cafe, in every segment we talk about anything dealing with relationship, healthy relationship, and even our needs of life and everything, it always comes back to values. See, in the Love Cafe, we talked about the acronym, the L, the O, the B. There you go. See, the L is listen, being an effective communicator. The O is overcoming, being willing to work it out, willing to put the effort in, put the boots on the ground. And the B is so important, valuable. See, it's all about talking about your values. See, what are your values? Go back to that true thing. If you don't know what your foundation principles are, if you don't remember that, it's hard to say what your values are. You have to have values and live by them. And don't ever, ever allow someone to change your values. Now, in a relationship, in a marriage, or in a life partnership, value is important because when you communicate with each other, then you come up with mutual values. And that's what's so awesome about being in a situation, especially when it's love and it's truly, truly soothes your appetite. That's what it's all about. The next thing in relation to knowing and listening to the values you have and using them to determine whether I want to be in a relationship or whether it disqualifies someone is to take a look at how you spend your time. See, that's important. Do I want to spend my time with this situation? Is it worth my time? Next thing, now we want to move the agenda because we want to be able to come back on Thursday. And knowing a lot of time we don't complete, we're going to have a part two. But there's going to be a part two to this. So we want you to be listening as well as Thursday. We're going to talk more about deal breakers. Test your deal breakers in a situation of situation where you're thinking, really, is it going to be this way? And you can play this in your mind now. You can play it in your mind. I know what makes me happy. I'm going to find out what makes him happy or makes her happy. I know what my ideal of what life is. I'm going to ask occur? How do, you know, what is the ideal life for you? What is disrespect to you? What does love look like to you? These are the things that you have to focus on. Quickly, what are the most worst, or we'll just say the worst deal breakers in a relationship? That's quite a few. But I'm going to run off just a few, and then we'll get ready to close to the time to wrap this up. There are many deal breakers, and they're so terrible, so to the point where you're not comfortable with, so uncomfortable, we'll say, that you will not and should not tolerate. One of them is abuse. Do not tolerate abuse. That's one of the worst deal breakers there. Don't tolerate abuse. Don't tolerate someone that hurts you, humiliates you. Whether with words or with physical contact, whatever, verbal, nonverbal, as we just said, just don't tolerate that. That's a deal breaker. The next thing, some people believe you are a secret. You don't have to tolerate that as a deal breaker. Plans are constantly canceled. You don't have to tolerate. You call me and tell me, we're going out on a, we're going to go out on a date, vice versa, and all of a sudden you cancel. Every time something coming up, eventually that should be a deal breaker with you. Substance abuse problems. Should be a deal breaker. Your partner isn't faithful. That's a deal breaker. They fight dirty. That's a deal breaker. We always say it's all right to have I call a spirited debate, a healthy debate. Some of you say an argument. But when the argument or the healthy debate or spirited debate become what we call below the belt, when they're fighting dirty. That's when it becomes physical, when it becomes abusive through words. Sometimes it's just simply something because you're angry, you come at them about family members. See, you can't fight dirty. That's a deal breaker. And I always share this with individuals, and I tell them, it's when you're dealing with us special men, we truly, because we've been grinding for so many years not to be emotional, that don't mean we're not emotional. We just don't show emotion. We're more ego. We're egotistic individuals. And I say that because in relationships, and when people get angry and begin to fight dirty, they pull that punchline, they go below the belt. They go into the projective side and when you're not performing. And that kills and rips up. That's a deal breaker for individuals. Be careful how you fight dirty. Be careful how you fight. But please don't fight dirty. You don't feel good about the relationship. If you don't feel good about that relationship, it's probably time to move on. You want different things. See, we talked about wants and needs. Need that you need air, water, and all of that to survive. You need that. Wants are where something you really, really want but can be compromised. So it's telling you want different things, but it don't mean you can't
compromise. The problem you have here is that you're not able to compromise on the wants, so it'll relate to your needs. I tell you, it's been awesome talking with you today. We're going to truly give a shout out to Troy Meek's son out of Troy, Alabama, on Highway 231. He's one of the leading Nissan dealerships in the southeastern part of the United States. If you were interested in purchasing a new car, you may have got your refund for the tax refund, and you received your true your stimulus, you finally got your stimulus, you need your cars and transportation, call them the auto broker Leon Davis at 334-372-1426, or just stop into Troy Nissan in Troy, Alabama on Highway 231. His address is Highway 231. So check him out. Holly and Leon, a good friend of mine, also my own broker. So give him a call at 334-372-1426. And last but not least, if you need legal help, you can call B.C. Williams Law, PLC. This is attorney Renaja Williams. Proud of her, so proud she's been on my show. She's my family. I'm so proud of her. And you can give her a call because she can help you with things that are going on. Yes, she's located in Houston, but she's able to operate and pass the bar in Texas, Missouri, also with the federal court, system. And she also can work in whatever state that she can partner with someone to help you with some situation. You have somebody that needs that record expunged. You have individuals who's having problems with this PPP, legal problems with them. Give her a call again, attorney Renaja Williams. And the number is 281-978-2120. She can help you. Give her a call. Man, I tell you, and also I want to give a shout out to Paula.Key14865. Paula, a member of Zeta Finance Incorporated. We give a shout out to the ladies of the finer womanhood of Zeta Finance Incorporated. Are you a Zeta? The number two, another member of Zeta Finance Incorporated. We also have Crystal Porter joining us, member of Zeta Barbados Incorporated. We have also joined us Carol Davis, one of our local listeners. Thank you so much, Carol. We have Mate Pickett, the founder of Inspire to Inspire. She always tells you, inspire me because you keep grinding on, just like my hashtag, keep on grinding. I give you a shout out because you're always here along with the many others that join us. Thank you so much. Latay Pickens, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give you the shout out, part of July 9. And also Shanita Arrington Mitchell. I didn't get a chance to wave at you, young ladies, but can't reach. I'm moving around pretty good, but it's a blessing to give a shout out to. We have many others on the board that I don't recognize their numbers, but thank you so much for taking time for checking out part one of Deal Breaker, when to work on a relationship and when to move on. We're going to come back Thursday. We're going to give you part two. We're going to focus on the deal breakers, dealing with a guy, a man, a woman. Deal breakers, would you consider if you're looking at a long-term relationship? These are the things we're going to focus on. On tomorrow night, we have our sports show at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus. You can join me. And we're going to talk about pretty much historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So join us at 7:30. We look to have an awesome time, have an awesome group of co-hosts. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Lauren D. Smith, Coach Serena Duncan, Coach Touchdown Tony Stallworth, Coach and official Marvin Smith,
And also just have joining us as a radio personality out of 94.1 BKD all over Central Alabama, none other than Darrell E-Train Elliott. And I want to make sure I give a shout out because these guys are members of 586 Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. So I want to give a shout out and give a holler pretty much to Darrell E-Train Elliott. You said Brother Darrell E-Train Elliott, Brother Marvin Smith, Brother Tony Testdown Stover, as well as myself, who's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Dr. Lorenzo Smith, and a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. So glad to be a part of it, and also having them to make sure that through their Instagram, getting the word out. So if you're not a follow, check out Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, and you can be a part of that and be locked in on it all the time. So it's so good to have an opportunity to come before you. God is still blessing us. Blessings of many ways. So we still want your Cash App. Send your Cash App in too. And you can email it to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com or Lorenzo D. Smith 15@gmail.com. If you're on Instagram, you have an opportunity right now to come in and give me a Cash App. Send your Cash App. Come put sowing seeds in individuals' lives. We'll make sure something comes to you to that, to just be telling you to be blessed. Also on Facebook, you can comment on Facebook or DM me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDIVERGENCE. We're also going to take your Cash App or your PayPal or any means where I can send money to you. We're going to take that and put it in our raffle. We have 3 raffles now. Just wanted to share with the listeners, and I'll make sure I post this, that our first trip that we had, we raffled off on May the 31st, with the winner of that is Tara Pickett. She won two nights and 3 days in Atlanta, and actually 3 days and 2 nights. We take care of the hotel, and we're taking care of the taxes. You take care of your travel and your meals. The second trip, due to some confusion, truly in Orlando, with going to Orlando, the trip has been changed from Orlando to Atlanta. So again, we have 2 trips to Atlanta, 3 days and 2 nights. We're going to take care of your hotel costs, your tax, you take care of your travel, and your meal. That's 3 days. Three days and two nights. You know, sometimes I'm buzzing, and that's going to be on coming up at the end of this month. This will be June 30th. We're going to raffle off that second trip. Then that third raffle will be raffling off 2 of those bites. I'm actually talking about 4. We're going to raffle off each bite. So that's 2 additional raffle on July the 15th. Then on August the 1st, we're going to take all of those names, put them all in there, shroud it, shake it up, throw it around, wheel it around, and we'll be calling someone's name to win a 4-day, 3-night, paid by Dr. Loretta B. Smith. We pay the hotel and the taxes to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or your choice to go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So get your Cash App in, and we will continue to send your seed. We want you to be blessed. On behalf of WBSW Internet Talk Radio and myself as the owner and our team, we want to make sure we give it back to you. So we look forward to you giving me Cash App, PayPal, any way to make connection, get it to me through whatever brand of media you're using so you can
so we can put you in the raffle and also we can send a CD to life. So we look forward to having an awesome show tomorrow. So be ready to make it do what it do, and that's what we're ready to do. And that's at 7:30, Talking Sports Plus. I am the host of that show. We're going to focus on historically black colleges and universities, middle school, as well as high school, athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Very excited about doing that. We've been doing that since 2017. And God has been good. We're going into 22 as of September. We'll be going into 4 years of being able to bring this to you, this vessel that provides you with some thoughts, some ideals, some expertise. It's a pleasure having you, and give a shout out to each and every one of you all checking us out. Thank you so much, Latay Pickett, for your encouraging words. You inspired me as well. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what it's all about, man. We have to inspire one another. We have to inspire one another. Hashtag responsible. We want you to be responsible doing our, you know, we're in our COVID-19 protocol. Even though we have a vaccine, we still have to follow the protocol. A lot of us have chosen and haven't seen, you know, many results. I mean, there are some increasing numbers. There are not increased numbers, COVID, so much with COVID, but in increased numbers dealing with this viral infection and being part of the flu, in the South especially. And it would be a good idea if you continue to follow the protocols until we can clearly be vigilant about watching what's going on around you. Check out various news and research that's going on, because you need to know as much as you can. Make sure you, if that's even hard, and you're not only taking it, you take the vaccine. Make sure, if that's even hard, you take the vaccine. It's been awesome. God is so good. Hashtag keep on grinding. Bam. Thank you so much, Mr. Latay. Even down in the shower. Also, I want to give a shout out to Yvette Smith. She's joining us as well. It's my sister. I want to give a shout out Yvette Smith over in Georgia. Thank you so much. Georgia's on her mind. Thank you so much. And also, we have Belinda Davis joining us. Linda's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us as well. I tell you, God, it's been so good. It's been awesome. Awesome. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag of mindset. And a hashtag that you hear me say a lot of times, but I always just say about the hashtag, M-I-D-W-I-D. You say, what does it make it do? What it do? It has been awesome. I thank you so much for joining us. God is just blessing us. Check us out tomorrow night at 7:30, and you can hear some historical black colleges, high school, and middle school sports in the southeastern part of the United States. Hey, be blessed. Take care of yourself. And truly, you know, I tell you, use this network. Use these vehicles to send love to your family members and your friends. Send them a virtual hug. If not, if you can physically do that, tell them you love them. And look them in the eyes and tell them, I love you. And I know God got us, and I'm going to make sure I help take care of you. Give them that hug. Embrace them with love. Embrace them with joy. Embrace them with peace that's coming from your inner self. This is what we're talking about. Our culture has to kind of overcome some of the things that were being challenging. We're having large numbers of assaults and killings of each other in our community, and we have to love one another. This is my message to you as I leave you. I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening. Truly, as I tell you, I always say it with a spiritual way. Always tell you. I love you, and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. Truly, thank you for taking time to be a part of Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. The real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah.
Good night.